Once when Jesus was praying in solitude, and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist," others, "Elijah." Still others, "One of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." The Gospel of the Lord. In the passage from today's Gospel of Luke that says, "Lose your life for my sake," Jesus seems to be asking for our friendship. For my sake. Reminiscent of John's Gospel, where Jesus says he will not talk to us as master to slave, but to us as friends. I think that this is a version of his love that we must consider this very day as we commemorate the life of Blessed Margaret Ebner, a German Dominican nun of the 14th century. She belonged not only to her convent, but to a group of friars, nuns, and lay people who called themselves the Friends of God. They would pray and study together in hopes of a deeper relationship, even mystical union, with God. The 13th and 14th centuries were a time of increasing democracy and literacy in the common language. There was a big growth spurt in upper and middle class women writing about their mystical experiences. They would be encouraged to do so by their spiritual directors, and if they could not write themselves, the men would help them. Out of the convents, there were, for example, the sister books. And Blessed Margaret Ebner wrote her own journal of mystical experiences called Revelations. This was a time spiritual historians call German mysticism, influenced by Dominicans Meister Eckhart, Johannes Tauler, and Henry Suso. Almost all the great representatives of German mysticism in the Order of Preachers worked in the area of Western Germany. All called themselves Friends of God. The spiritual directors provided the theological knowledge for these sisters and lay people. In the spirit of St. Dominic, who intensely believed that his friars be university trained, they were steeped in the divine truths of the Church. And together with the women and men who learned from them, the divine truths were experienced mystically as well. The child Jesus, his passion, even the Trinity. Mystical experience involving all the senses. We sometimes split these two areas of knowledge, intellectual and mystical. Some folks in the Church, experts even, put these at odds with each other. But it seems to me that people like Margaret Ebner deepened the intellectual knowledge or doctrine more emphatically than anything ever did before. So we have the history of both in the Dominican Order, from the intellectual genius of Thomas Aquinas to the mystical and contemplative genius of the Friends of God, a continuum of truth. We are more than our minds, and Margaret Ebner and friends made this evident through God's grace. Margaret Ebner often prayed the words to her friend, "Jesus, pure truth, teach me the truth." Let us take her as our mentor today with these words. Jesus, pure truth, teach me the truth.